The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 10, 2022. Cuba's head of government, Manuel Marrero Cruz, said Wednesday that the annual United Nations Climate Summit, COP27, is a space to outline strategies and promote solutions to the current climate crisis. In his Twitter account, the Prime Minister said that the event has put countries in dialogue on climate change, but the purpose of reversing it requires more ambitious commitments from the states, especially the developed ones, due to their historical responsibility for environmental degradation. He stressed that climate change affects the entire planet, but most strongly the nations of the South, and to reverse the crisis, it is urgent to put an end to the irrational consumption patterns of capitalism. According to the head of Cuba's foreign ministry, Bruno Rodriguez, while developing countries are demanding to speed up and finalize negotiations on a new financial goal at COP27, developed nations are trying to delay this process. Cuba's FM denounced the posture of postponing commitments and evading responsibilities. According to a report from the United States Embassy in Cuba, the full processing of immigrant visas will be resumed in Cuba on January 4, 2023. Vice Minister Carlos Fernandez spoke with the Assistant Secretary of the Department of State for Consular Issues, Rena Bitter, and the Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services of the Department of Homeland Security of the United States, Ur Mendoza Yadut, on immigration and consular issues. The Cuban Foreign Ministry, Fernandez, stressed the importance of the resumption of consular services at the U.S. Embassy, including the processing of non-immigrant visas. Migratory talks were held between Cuba and the United States on April 21st, a moment in which both parties reviewed the fulfillment of bilateral agreements in this matter and the mutual commitment to guarantee regular, safe, and orderly migration. Scientists from the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB, together with researchers from the Cuban health system, have been developing for a decade a promising vaccine candidate, Heber-Savax, to guarantee the survival of patients with liver cancer or hepatocarcinoma, a pathology that annually causes more than 500,000 deaths worldwide. About this encouraging result of Cuban biotechnology based on vascular endothelial growth factor for the treatment of hepatocellular carcinoma, the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Party and President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, learned on Tuesday in an exchange with scientists and experts linked to health issues. Dr. Francisco Hernandez Bernal, who is clinically responsible for the development of the Heber-Savax vaccine, acknowledged in statements to the press that the requirements of the National Regulatory Authority have yet to be met, but after 10 years of continuous immunizations, we are in the presence of a safe, tolerable product, and its adverse reactions are minimal, he emphasized. And in the international agenda, we have that the Exxon Patriotic Party stated that the solution to political crisis must necessarily go through a national consensus and the establishment of a national transitional council. At a press conference, the general secretary of the structure in Haiti, Fitzgerald Chevalier, underlined that electing a president and a prime minister among the proposed members could pave the way to a possible transitional government in order to restore security climate, address the economic crisis, and work on organizing elections. Axion Patriotic also proposed to establish 14 ministries, four less than the current figure. Meanwhile, the National Transitional Council of Haiti and civil society sectors, respectively, should appoint the ministers. For this platform, the electoral process should be held in early 2023, which will allow legitimizing the state officials. Meanwhile, Uruguayan retirees and pensioners are marching this Thursday in Montevideo to demand better living conditions. It is a mobilization of the National Organization of Retirees and Pensioners from Uruguay, which will first gather in the capital's Fabini Square and from there to the Executive Tower in the Central Plaza de la Independencia, where President Luis Lacalle Pou is in office. The protest is in demand for the loss of quality of life and purchasing power, Estela Ovelar, a leader of the organization, said. The demands include care system and some medical examinations considered diminished by those who need these services. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.